why would people who held evil beliefs, such as Hume and Kant, or a false epistemology, such as von Mises, defend capitalism, the only system that brings justice and wealth? Well, I can think of a couple of reasons why. First of all, Hume and Kant, in defending capitalism, were the avant-garde at their time in defiance of the establishment. And so they got the quality of pleasure that James Joyce would get from defying literary standards. Kant, for instance, was in favor of the American Revolution, not because he thought it was great that man was now had the individual rights to be free and pursue his own happiness. God, no, he wrote a torrent against the pursuit of happiness, but because he relished the spectacle of America defeating the giant, unconquerable British Empire. So it's nihilism at that time their part. Let me say also, it might, in Hume's case, partly be that he did not see the political consequences of what he is saying, what he said. Now, for von Mises, he certainly did understand capitalism, but he was a rationalist, which was a standard thing for intellectuals. It still is. And it is certainly possible for intelligent rationalists to grasp the logic of a truth or a collection of truths, to be honest, but then present it rationalistically, without any understanding that the rationalism detaches the viewpoint from reality and therefore subverts the conclusion, in this case, capitalism. Rationalism does not make you anti-capitalism. If it did in an honest man like von Mises, he would rethink it, but he just did not see that.